Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Today is our final episode. With this episode, we've talked about 100 years of movies. It's crazy. And we're going to be finishing, appropriately, I think, in my favorite decade of the 1980s. Today, we're talking about the year 1985. 1985 is a year, like every year in the 80s, that has movies that I just love. Horror movies like Reanimator, Return of the Living Dead, which is one of the best horror comedies ever, George Romero's Day of the Dead, The Stuff, one of my favorite Schwarzenegger movies, Commando, The Breakfast Club came out in 85, as did Clue, which is just a really fun comedy. But the movie that we're going to be talking about, the movie that probably has the biggest cultural cachet from the 80s, from 1985 at least, is Back to the Future. Back to the Future is a Robert Zemeckis movie that I think most people are familiar with. But it's the movie that made incest okay. No, I'm kidding. It didn't make incest okay, but it's definitely probably the biggest movie that came out that I could think of that has incest at the core of it, and it's kind of all right and doesn't really a big deal, you know. What it really is, I think what everyone knows about this movie is this is the movie that I think got people really into time travel, because in this movie Michael J. Fox, you know, Marty McFly, he travels back to the 1950s and ends up meeting his parents. And then has to devise a plan with his friend, Doc Brown, played by Christopher Lloyd, to come back to the future. This movie's great. This movie, I recently rewatched it, and as some of you probably caught on, even though I've seen these movies, a lot of them I haven't seen in a long time, or I haven't watched recently. Back to the Future just happened to have watched a few weeks ago, and this movie just holds up. It's just a fun movie, and like I said, I don't think I had really caught on. I mean, yes, I realized that, like, you know, Leah Thompson plays Michael J. Fox's mom, and, you know, she kind of has a thing for Calvin Klein, which is what she thinks is Marty's name is, but I didn't realize how much, how much chemistry they had until this last viewing, and also how they're kind of okay with just presenting this as normal, which is fucking weird if you think about it. But this is a movie that's just a blast to watch. I think the whole idea of, you know, Marty inventing rock and roll and inventing skateboards and using Van Halen to trick his dad and thinking he's an alien. There's just a lot of fun things that happen in this movie. I mean, fuck, the use of a DeLorean, which even in 85 wasn't really, they weren't really around at that point anymore because that company famously crashed and burned. This movie's great. This movie is just a blast to watch. If you haven't seen Back to the Future, it's a trilogy of movies that are just extremely well done. And one and two, the first two do this really interesting thing where, you know, like the first movie kind of goes back in time, and then the second movie they go to the future, but then they end up going back and revisiting a lot of the stuff that happens in the first movie and seeing like alternate versions of this. And it's interesting for that they like thought about it to that extent. And the only other thing I could think of that did that is the TV show Futurama, where they events that happened like years later on that show were telegraphed like in the pilot, things like that, which I think it's really clever. And not that you need to like think about that when you're watching it, because just sitting back and enjoying this movie for what it is a lot of fun. Michael J. Fox and you know, Christopher Lloyd, who you spend most of the movie with, are great in this. Leah Thompson is great. Crispin Glover as George McFly is also really great. Thomas Wilson as Biff Tannen is like an all-time great bully character that's just wonderful in this movie. If you haven't seen Back to the Future, or if you haven't seen it in a while, like, do yourself a favor and check it out. You have a wonderful time. It's a great movie. The other movie that I wanted to touch upon from 1985 is a movie that I grew up with, in a movie that I think has kind of just stuck with me, in a movie that I think is also a lot of fun, and that's Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Pee-wee's Big Adventure was probably the first Tim Burton movie that I ever saw and didn't realize it, because I was a kid and I didn't know who the fuck Tim Burton was when I saw this. And while I was familiar with, because I was 4 when this movie came out, so just like Back to the Future, I'm sure I might have watched it when I was 4, but my memories of it are from when I'm a little older. So Pee-wee's Big Adventure, I'm trying to think in my head if I saw this before Pee-wee's Playhouse or after, but in my head they're kind of like synonymous with one another. But Pee-wee's Big Adventure is just super, super inventive. It's just this clever movie where, like, the central story is about Pee-wee Herman, who's basically, like, this man-child character trying to get his bike back. Like, that's the whole crux of this movie, and it's great. Like, this movie's a blast. I know there's other Pee-wee movies, and I've never even bothered to watch them because, like, why? I have Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Like, everything I need from this character I got in this movie. Like, some of the stuff in this movie is, like, iconic to this day, and a lot of it's just, like, stupid kid humor. But, like, I'm thinking, like, you know, like, the dance sequence set to Tequila, where Pee-wee does, like, this silly little dance, or, like, Large Marge, and the shitty special effects for her face turning into a demon. This movie's great. Like, I have loved Pee-wee's Big Adventure since I was a kid. This is another movie, I haven't seen this as much as, like, other movies where I say, where, like, you know, if it's on, I'll watch it, but, and it's been a long time since I've seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure, but this movie, I just remember being just endlessly fun, endlessly creative, and just loving it. A movie that the last time I saw, which was a few years ago, still held up and still was very clever. So that's it, basically, for this series. I mean, it's kind of crazy to think I've talked about 100 years of movies up to this point, and I think I'm going to do one more episode, and that's going to be it. Thank you for listening, and there'll be one more talking about where we go from here, possibly.